Please open your Bibles to 1 Samuel 13. One of the things I love about preaching is, I think I'd call it the romance of preaching. And the romance is that when you start preaching through a book of the Bible, you always expect certain things. There are certain themes that you've uncovered in your pre-study, but then as you get into it, there's always a surprise, and there's something that God impresses on you over and over again. And I've just been really kind of stunned how often in 1 Samuel this theme of the heart and faith and the connection of faith and life appears over and over again. This really is a book that's about the heart and following God from the heart. And we see that again, yet again in this reading. So let's, we're going to read most of the chapter, not all of it. First Samuel 13:1. Saul was 30 years old when he became king, and he reigned over Israel 42 years. Saul chose 3,000 men from Israel. 2,000 were with him at Michmash and in the hill country of Bethel. And 1,000 were with Jonathan at Gibeah and Benjamin. The rest of the men he sent back to their homes. Jonathan attacked the Philistine outpost at Geba, and the Philistines heard about it. Then Saul had the trumpet blown throughout the land and said, "Let the Hebrews hear." So all Israel heard the news. Saul has attacked the Philistine outpost, and now Israel has become a stench to the Philistines. And the people were summoned to join Saul at Gilgal.